God's word is powerful. Word of God, amen, is plain to say. It says in Isaiah chapter 40, amen. It says in verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. So with that thought in mind, knowing that his word cannot fail and it will stand forever, we look to his word this morning, asking his blessing and asking his anointing on the word and the power of his word. Amen. Glory to God. Now the word of God, as I look in Psalms in chapter 33, it says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp, sing with him with the pastoral and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together. As an heap he layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his hearts to all generations. Now then, for a thought today, let's look at verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people who he has chosen for his own habitation. Notice this thought. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We hear a lot of discussion about that anymore. We hear on every side, you know, how they're trying to take all the religious plaques, the Ten Commandments was took out, and all the things they're trying to do to make a separation of church and state. Well, this nation was founded on the fact that we wanted the freedom to worship God. We have come so far from our foundation that our founding fathers would literally turn over in their grave if they could actually know where we have come to. Why? Because we have not chosen for the Lord to be the God of our nation. Amen. We have made it clear now that, you know, that you can worship any God you want to. We've made religion to be something that's of anybody's favor or pleasure. But I want you to tell you today, there's only one God. There's only one Lord. There's only one heaven to gain and one hell to shun. And we're going to have to know the Lord. We're going to have to come back to the place, amen, wherein we make a stand in this country and say, we are a nation where that our Lord is God Almighty. Amen. We got to put, amen, our hearts and soul back into that. Because our rights are slowly being took away. They're slowly being ripped from us because people are not willing to make a stand. Amen. We need to make a stand and declare, amen, that the Lord is the Lord. Amen. And there is none other besides him. Amen. And when we make that stand, amen, and we stand to the promises of that, amen, we'll have the favor of God. This country is slowly losing the favor of God. Only things kept it going now is the dedicated praying Christians. Amen. But so many folks are becoming nonchalant and saying, well, it's beyond us. We can't do nothing about it. But I want you to know today, as long as you got a mouth to pray, a mind to think, you can do something about it. You can make a stand for God. Amen. We find in the Word of God, we find, amen, where that Joshua, amen, a man that these words was recorded, amen, in the beginning chapter in 1 and 8, he said, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe. Notice these things, that thou may observe, amen, to do according unto all is written therein. For then shall thou have good, amen, for then shall thou prosper, and thou shalt have good success. Amen. We wonder why that there's so much turmoil in the country today. It's because they have not chosen, amen, the Word of God, and they have not chosen God. They've not chose to do the things that's written in the book. Amen. Because, amen, they have turned aside, amen, to fables. Amen. The Bible tells us what's going to happen in the last days. They will heap to themselves having itching ears. Amen. They'll turn to fables. Amen. And everything else will seem to take a priority over the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you something. If the Word of God says it's right, it's right. And if it says it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. That's as simple and plain as it can be. Amen. And there's no middle ground. There's no neutrality. Somebody said, can I reach a place of safety? Amen. But being neutral on this thing. You're either going to stand for God or you're going to reject God. Amen. You're going to go with him or you're going to turn aside. Amen. You're going up, you're going down. You're going over, you're going under. There's no neutrality. I'm sorry, but there's no purgatory. There's no place where you can get, amen, and be punished for a few days, few weeks, or few months, and then later be given an opportunity to go in on to heaven. You will go to the destination of where you choose. If you choose God, if you choose the Lord as your God, amen, and the righteousness of God, and observe the things that he says by his word, you have chosen life and you have chosen heaven. If you reject the truth, if you reject the gospel, if you reject Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, you have chosen damnation for your soul. Amen. And that is hard, but that is fact. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have the blessed opportunity to choose life. He said, I set before you the ways of life, and I set before you the ways of death. Amen. What do you choose? Amen. You have opportunity. Amen. You have time. Amen. Joshua, amen, in the 24th chapter also was quoted, amen, in chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve. Joshua just asked them plain and simple, amen. Make up your mind, choose, amen. I remember up on Mount Carmel, amen, the same thing was stated to God's people. How long do you halt between two opinions? If God be God, we'll serve God. If Baal be God, we'll serve Baal. Amen. I'm convinced that the prophet of God never intended to serve Baal. Amen. He just had an honorance to God. Amen. He had to give the opportunity. God has never took away your right. Amen. And I'll stand for that. Amen. And I'll stand for that with all that's within me. Because that's everything that the Word of God is built on. Over 4,000 times in the New Testament alone, God in some way or another states to the fact you're a free moral agent. And I won't take that away from you. The man that don't want to serve the Lord this morning has as much right to not serve him as I do to serve him. The man that wants to go the honky-tonk, the hell hole, amen, and get boozed up on liquor and drugs has as much right to do that as I do to walk a straight and narrow life and go to the house of God in righteousness and love and beauty and peace, amen. You choose. You make up your mind, amen. I can't choose for you. Mom can't choose for you. Amen. You might have had a good grandparents that loved God. You might have had good parents that loved God. But what are you going to do about it? Amen. What are you going to do? Are you going to love God? Are you going to serve God? Which one are you going to choose? Amen. That's the only thing that Elijah said. How long are you going to halt between these two opinions? Joshua, come back. And Joshua, in this chapter, in this verse, simply said, amen, choose. Amen. And that's what I'm saying to you today. You've got as much privilege to reach up and turn the knob off that you're listening to me by and switch stations or channels. You've got the privilege and the right. But if you're a sinner this morning and you need life and you need God, amen, listen to what I got to say this morning. You got a right this morning to choose. You first of all can choose life for yourself, amen, and you can be a part of choosing life for this nation, amen. Somebody said, well, one vote don't count. It sure does, amen. I'm going to tell you something. You've only got one vote for heaven or hell. You better realize that your vote counts. Amen. Because if you thumb it down, hell you'll wake up in. Amen. But if you choose the Lord today, life. Amen. And eternal life. He's got a retirement program that's out of this world. Amen. The benefits of it are out of this world. Amen. You can choose today. You can choose life. Amen. I chose, amen, May the 14th, 1959. Amen. My. Amen. I'm so glad I chose him that day. Amen. I'm so glad that I prayed that prayer and said, Lord God Almighty, forgive me my sins. Amen. I acknowledge my sins. Amen. As the psalmist David said, my sins, my transgressions were ever before me. Amen. Sin will be before you until it's purged by the blood of Calvary's Lamb. But when you choose the Lord, amen, then he'll purge, amen. He'll purge that blood, amen. He'll purge that sin by that blood, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. But he said, amen, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, amen, that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods and the Amorites, amen, in whose land you dwell, amen. But as for me and my house, I choose the Lord. Amen. Still preaching. Still thinking about. Blessed is the nation. Amen. Whose God is the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to choose the Lord. Amen. Blessed you'll be today if you choose to do the same thing. If you choose to make the same decision. If you choose to honor, amen, by choosing the Lord. Now, Abraham was a man that God could trust. And Abraham had made a choice. And in Genesis 18 and verse 19, he said, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the ways of the Lord. Notice here, they shall keep the ways of the Lord. After we choose the Lord, then we need to keep his ways. Amen. To do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Amen. God had made a promise and a commitment to him. And he said that Abraham, he's going to keep the ways of the Lord. Amen. My friend, if you want the blessings of God, you need to keep the ways of the Lord in your life. Amen. You need to follow after the Lord, taking on more of God's power. Amen. We hear so many preachers today. A report was given to me this week of a preacher that, you know, I had a certain amount of confidence in. But it was told to me how that he was preaching that you got all of God that you could ever have the minute you got saved. There was no use to pray or seek for any more of God's Spirit or God's power. Well, that's shallow. Amen. And that's what's wrong in America today. We've got too many people that profess something that they don't possess. Amen. I want to be close enough to feel his touch. I want to be close enough to hear his voice. I want him moving in my life. I want the divine anointing of God flowing in my life I want that fresh oil. Amen. I want that fresh anointing. I want that fresh touch. So don't ever let nobody tell you you got all the God you could get the minute you got saved. You didn't understand enough about God to know how to receive all of God. Amen. I didn't know how to receive all of God the day I got saved. But I knew my sins were forgiven. And I knew I'd met someone that, amen, would walk with me. And I found out by his word that he would never leave me nor forsake me, but would go with me all the way. So I, amen, as I started down this road, amen, and that's been, what, 45, 46 odd years ago, amen. God, amen, I know the next 15 years after I was saved, amen. In the length of that time, I come to a realization of the depth of God. I've learned the depth even greater in the point in your patience possess you your souls. I've learned how to walk with him. I've learned how to keep the faith. I've learned how to fight the good fight. I've learned how to be used by his mighty hand. I've learned how, amen, to trust him. And I've learned how to know his spirit and the quickening of it. And it separates people. It separates people real quick. We've got in the world today, we've got the nominal churches and the full gospel Pentecostal churches. And there's a separation in them. Some say, well, if you talk of tongues, it's of the devil. But the word of God reminds me, amen, and Jesus, amen, told us not to blaspheme. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't understand the Holy Ghost, don't talk about it. If you've never talked in tongues, don't talk about it. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's real by the power of God. And the more of God you get, the closer you'll get to God. And you'll talk his language. Amen. You'll pray to him, amen, in a tongue that's not known by man, that only God, amen, knows. Amen. You'll have the quickening power of God. I've told people right here in this station, don't knock the Holy Ghost. Amen. Told a man some years ago, amen. I said, listen, don't get up on my radio station and don't preach against the Holy Ghost because I've got it. Amen. And don't try to talk me out of it because I've come too far walking with him, talking with him, and every day his spirit moving and quickening in my life. Amen. You know, we talk about today, we talk about DSL. We got our computers on DSL and we got them on some of them still on what you call dial-up. Well, I started out with God on dial-up. Amen. I started out with him on dial-up. I had to dial him up, and I figured out, amen, one day that God's really, amen, been on high-speed DSL all along. Amen. From Calvary, amen. Because they listen. In the Old Testament, when they had to go, amen, if you want to liken this, amen, if you want to listen to this, amen, when they had to send the priest in one time a year and tie a rope on his feet, and if he's sacrificed, if he wasn't pure, amen, the Spirit of the Lord smote him dead and they had to drag him out by a rope. They tied a rope on him because no one else was allowed to go beyond the veil, amen. I guess you could call that dial-up, amen. You had to put a sacrifice on an altar. Amen. But there come a day, listen to me. There come a day that Jesus went up the Via Della Rosa. Amen. He walked the way of the cross. He went up Golgotha's hill, the place called the skull. And there he shed his blood. He fulfilled the prophecy of Abraham when Abraham said, as Isaac said, Daddy, what about the sacrifice? I see the fire of the wood, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham uttered the prophetic utterance, God will provide for himself a lamb. And as we see Jesus climb up that way of the cross and be hung there between two thieves, and he said, it's finished. From that day on, I'm going to tell you something. We've been on DSL, if you please. Amen. We've been on direct, amen, connection with God. He's always on. When I wake up in this morning, amen, I wake up in the morning, I'm kind of like my good friend Jonathan of Young Harmony sings that song, Good Morning, Lord. Amen. I find, amen, I don't have to dial him up. Amen. He's always there for me. Amen. I find out, amen, when I don't know what to say. And I'm thrown in situations like all of us. Sometimes we don't know what to say. I found out he'd be the words in my mouth. I find out he's my strength. When I'm weak, he's strong. He's my high tower. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's everything. He's everything I need. I find he's there. Amen. He's there for me. So I encourage you this morning, all those that listen, choose the Lord. Choose life. Choose his ways. Amen. Here's what the Word of God tells us in 2 Chronicles in the 7th chapter. This was when they made a offering and a sacrifice to the Lord and dedicated Solomon's temple. Amen. Bible tells us in verse 1, when he had ended praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. For the priests could not enter in the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Is the house you go to, is it filled? Amen. Now we have founded churches all over the world. We've had churches here in this area. And I find there's a whole, so many people don't want the fullness of God. But I want nothing but the fullness of God. Amen. And if you're in a church that's struggling and dead and there's no spirit there, and you want something better, first of all, call on God. But give us a call here, 728-9114. And we'll help instruct you. We'll help you to find some place where the glory of the Lord is filling the house. Amen. It's still happening. It's not happening in most churches. Most churches in Carroll County this morning, the Spirit of the Lord will never come in them. Bible said we're two or three together in his name, he'd be in the midst. Are you gathered in his name? If service after service and week after week you've shut him out, there comes a day that the Spirit of the Lord won't always strive with a man. You can't make it the local social club, the local party, amen, if you please, and expect God to be there. You've got to invite him in. And thank God for the churches of this county that do, but so many of them don't. But I want to tell you something. The blessing is still on the house, amen, of those that have chosen, amen, God as their Lord, amen. Now the word tells us, amen, here is he preached a message in this dedication of this temple. In verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, notice this, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We need a healing in America. And the only way that healing is going to come is by turning back to God. We've got to do it individually. If we want collectively on the churches of this county, of this state, of America, if we want revival in them, we got to individually start. And then collectively, amen, if we want the blessing upon this nation, we'll have to start individually. Amen. We'll have to say no. No. I won't be satisfied with a government without God. I won't be satisfied with a nation without God. And I don't believe that the understanding should be that long as you worship some God, it's all right. You should have the right to do what you want. Yes, that may be a truth. You have the privilege and right. But if it's not the Lord, you chose destruction. Amen? Yes, we need to give people the right. But the nation itself needs to stand for God. We get up and say the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. We get up and we say one nation under God. Amen. But are we under God? Amen. I go back in concluding of this message today, and I say, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own habitation. Amen. Or his own inheritance. Amen. He's chosen to inhabit with his spirit, if you please, and he's chosen for his own inheritance. Amen. God, amen, will have a people that will worship him and praise him. I pray that it'll always be the nation that we dwell in. I pray that you'll be as Joshua. You'll choose that you and your house will serve the Lord. I pray that you'll be as Abraham. Be a man that God can know that you're going to teach your children and those that come after you in the ways of the Lord. I pray today that this message has helped you to choose the Lord. Help those that are wayward to choose to go on with the Lord. And help those that want revival to create it in your own church. And if you ain't created there, amen, get out and get where you can. Don't sit around a dead church. Amen. Try to change it, and if it won't change, get out and move on up to higher ground. Because God, amen, is moving. And he inhabits the praise of his people. Let's praise him today. Let's call out upon him. And let's pray that God, amen, that our nation continuously choose the Lord to be our God. And this nation might be a nation of freedom and liberty. Can you pray with me? God, we pray a prayer over this nation. We pray a prayer over our leaders, that they continue to choose God. God, we ask you, Lord, that you anoint. Let the men and women of God that go before the throne of grace go and seek the face of God until the power of God reigns on them. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, let the quickening power of God move and move throughout our churches. Send revival to this land. Save this nation. Let us humble ourselves and pray. Let us choose the Lord, that God might heal our land, heal our nation. We might have revival. And individually, those that need to be saved today, let them call upon you. Those that need to be healed, let them be healed. Those that need to be thrilled and moved upon by your spirit, give them an encounter with your spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.